Hello everyone, my name is Rachel. I'm a trained mindfulness teacher living in Canberra, and I'd like to share a little practice with you today. This idea was sparked by our wonderful friend Holly, who's been telling me how really hard things have been down for a lot of people in Melbourne. And she asked if I could put together a mindfulness session that may help, just to share some tools, some ideas for how we can find refuge, really. And so I'd like to dedicate this session and send some love in a little virtual care package to our friends down in Melbourne. I was very inspired last night dancing with our kids and my partner to a live online DJ set dedicated to Melbourne, and just seeing thousands of people all over Australia dancing with our Melbourne friends. So in that spirit, invite you to just find a position that's comfortable for you. And firstly, just checking in with your body as it is in this moment. Gathering your attention in to the breath. And for this period, just letting everything else fall away, just fade out into the background. And in this practice, we'll be finding refuge in inner quietness, and also in a sense of interconnectedness and compassion for ourselves and others. And I'd just like to acknowledge that the mindfulness practices that I share are drawn from ancient Eastern wisdom traditions, including Zen Buddhism from Japan and Vietnam, Tibetan Buddhism, and the Theravada Buddhism of Southeast Asia, and also yoga practices from India. And so I'd just like to express my gratitude to all those who have carried these practices and shared them so generously. And so firstly, I'll just invite you to stop. Just stop. And let yourself rest. You might say that in your mind a few times, just that simple word, rest. And for these moments we have together, you can just let everything be as it is. And with each out-breath, letting go a little bit more deeply. Perhaps imagining your heart opening on the in-breath and letting go of any tension in the body on the out-breath. Your eyes might be closed, or you might be softly gazing towards the ground. And if you're near a window and there are any nearby trees, I'd invite you to just cast your eyes out to a particular tree, getting a sense of it. And if that's not possible where you are, I'd invite you just to call to mind the contours, the presence of a tree. And you're standing under this tree. Perhaps imagine yourself feeling the strength of its trunk, that tactile sense of the bark, getting a sense of its height as its branches arch up towards the sky. And listening now for the hush of the leaves. You might notice that there is life in and around the tree. At the microscopic level, all the little microbes. You might imagine or sense all of the insect life within the tree. You might hear and see bird life in the tree's branches. Whatever comes to mind, I'll just allow you a few moments to get a sense of the life within and around the tree. Breathing through its leaves, soaking in water through its root system. I'll invite you, whether you're sitting or standing or even laying down, feeling yourself merge with the tree, feeling within yourself that sense of deep strength and rootedness within the ground, but also you may, as you watch or imagine the tree, start to notice that your body will naturally mimic the gentle movements of the tree, very softly swaying from side to side. And without forcing anything, just allowing your senses to take this in. Perhaps feeling the breeze in the leaves, in the branches. Feeling the life of the bird life in your branches. And the life within the tree itself. We can learn from trees. If a tree is to withstand a storm, it must be flexible. It must be able to bend with the winds. And it must have strong roots and be stably anchored in the ground. The same is true for us. We can benefit from observing how trees yield to the wind and rain and let go of our habitual reactions and resistances. Feeling that dual sense now, perhaps from your waist down, that deep sense of stability and connection to the earth. And in the upper body, the gentle swaying, completely effortless. And like the trees, we need this inner stability to be anchored in our own sense of inner peace, so that when the unexpected suddenly arrives, we can remain calm and respond from a place of clarity rather than confusion. And as you feel the root system coming down through your legs, down into the earth, also notice how we are pulled off in every direction as our minds will habitually leap forward into the future, or go over the ground already covered within the past. And for this time, there's no need to resist your thinking. Like the trees, see if it's possible just to let them pass in the wind. Another factor that helps trees withstand a storm is being in a forest of trees. They soften the wind for each other. While trees appear to stand alone, their root systems are intricately interwoven beneath the earth. And I'll invite you now to get a sense of that, of being in this forest of trees, feeling the shared presence of the beings in the building that you're in, the buildings or the people around you. Letting your awareness go as far as you wish. Feeling that sense of deep connectedness. Strong community is more important than ever. Yet, at a time when many of us can no longer see each other in person, and so allowing ourselves this time to recall and to feel deeply, both acknowledging in the mind and feeling in the body that sense of connection. And we may even find ourselves at this time reaching out to connect to people that we may not have otherwise, and find some relationships deepening. We may recognize on these stormy seas that some of us are on large cruise liners, while some of us are on much smaller boats, some of us on life rafts. And we may feel moved to reach out to one another. And I'll invite you now to gather your attention in on the sensing instrument of the heart. Feeling that sense of warmth through shared presence, shared support. To remind ourselves, we do really care for each other deeply. And that this caring is the ground of our well-being. Taking some deep breaths. Perhaps still swaying gently in the breeze. Rooted within the earth, deeply connected. I'll close now with a poem from Wendell Berry called The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives might be, I go and lay down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. So to the people of Melbourne, including all our friends and family down there, I'd like to just close with a little prayer, if you could call it that. And you may say this in your mind's eye with me. May we be well. May we be strong. May we find peace and happiness in life just as it is. Thanks so much for your time and your attention today. Sending lots of love from Canberra.